And now, Gentlemen's Gentlemen, starring Arthur Treacher. From New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a cultured comedy titled Gentlemen's Gentlemen, specially transcribed for presentation at this time, and starring as Sutherland Hawkingham, Arthur Treacher. Our story opens in the penthouse apartment of Mr. Worthington L. Smithers, bachelor, banker, and boaster of the best butler in the block. A special party is in progress, and we find Mr. Smithers in a discussion with Mr. Mortimer Van Ardsley, another banker of comparable repute.
Naturally, Worthington, I told Walter that if we were to do that, we should have to issue another 50,000 share block of preferred stock. And then he realized, here comes Hawkingham with our refreshments.
Here you are, sir. The one on the left is for you, sir, Mr. Van Ardsley.
Thank you, Hawkingham, old man. Ah, Smithers, what a lucky fellow you are to have a man like Hawkingham.
And this is yours, sir.
Well, thank you, Hawkingham.
That's the last of your special mineral water, sir.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Lois doesn't like it. And I've got to start thinking of what she likes from now on.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Well, I may as well tell you now, Hawkingham, that this evening Miss Adams and I are announcing our engagement.
Your engagement, sir?
That's right, Hawkingham.
To each other, sir?
Yes, of course.
I don't recall your having discussed it with me before, sir.
Well, Actually, it's something I've avoided discussing with you, Hawkingham.
Mr. Smithers, sir, how could you, sir?
Well, confound it, Hawkingham. There are things the gentlemen just don't discuss with other gentlemen, you know.
Well, sir.
Hawkingham, old man, come here a moment.
Yes, Mr. Van Ardsley, sir?
I'd like to have a private word with you, old man, if I may.
Of course, sir. Shall we go out into the kitchen, sir?
Lead the way, Hawkingham, old man.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Smithers, sir.
Yes, Hawkingham.
With your permission, we shall discuss this further after the guest leaves, sir. This way, Mr. Van Ardsley, sir. Your shower is ready, Mr. Smithers, sir.
Oh, thank you, Hawkingham.
I trust it's the right temperature, sir.
Why, I've never complained about it before, have I, Hawkingham?
I shall be leaving your service on your wedding day, sir.
What?
It will be utterly impossible for me to remain here and undergo the galling embarrassment of having to stand aside while your wife does the little things which I've been accustomed to doing,
sir. Well, now, wait a minute. You know I can never do without your puttering around here and taking care of things, Hawkingham.
You'll have a wife to putter around, sir. Frankly, I feel that I failed you somewhere.
Why don't you get married?
Me, sir?
Certainly.
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps it's just that I haven't met anyone I like better than myself, sir.
Hmm. Have you ever met the Van Ardsley maid, Hawkingham? Her name is Jeanette.
Jeanette, sir? No, I don't think so, sir. But if she's anything like Miss Phyllis, the Billsbury's maid, sir, I'm afraid I'd just as soon not meet her. She always seems to want to cook things for me, and you know how easily I get indigestion, sir.
Well, frankly, Hawkingham, I don't think you've ever met a maid like Jeanette. I shall see if I can arrange a meeting for you sometime.
That will not be necessary, sir. I have already contracted to start working for Mr. Van Ardsley on your wedding day, sir.
Van Ardsley?
Yes, sir.
So that's what he wanted to talk to you about in the kitchen tonight. And here I thought he was being a friend of mine and trying to make you understand the situation better.
He offered me the privilege of having an additional gentleman for my personal attendance.
A gentleman for you?
Yes.
Well, if you wanted a gentleman's gentleman's gentleman, why didn't you tell me? I'd have gotten you one.
I was hoping you would think of it, sir, but you didn't. And Mr. Van Ardsley did.
Well, we'll get you a valet anyway. I might have known Van Ardsley would do something like this to me. I've never really trusted him since the time I saw him throw his golf ball out of the woods when he thought nobody was looking.
Please, sir, please. You're talking about my future employer.
Yes, and he's been jealous for a long time because you always have me looking as though I've just stepped out of a bandbox, while he always looks as though he's just crawled out of a packing crate.
I'm looking forward to removing the excelsior from him, sir. And now, sir, I shall leave you to your shower, sir.
Thank you.
Your wedding day is only 3 days off, sir. Are you still planning to go through with it, sir?
Of course I'm going through with it.
As you wish, sir. Oh, jeepers.
Yes, sir.
Get my things, will you? I'm going to the greengrocer's.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
I sincerely hope, sir, that you will find jeepers adequate after I've gone, sir.
Hoggingham, old man, if you'll come this way, I'll show you the kitchen.
Very good, Mr. Van Ardsley, sir. Oh, my. Who chose those ghastly drapes on these windows?
Mrs. Van Ardsley thinks they're beautiful. I wouldn't suggest that you contemplate changing them, old man.
Well, in that case, sir, I shall order a new rug for this room in the morning.
But Mrs. Van Ardsley brought that rug all the way from outer Mongolia.
Well, it's quite obvious that they would never have been permitted to get through to inner Mongolia. I'm sorry, sir, either the drapes or the rugs must go, or I shall never be able to walk through this room without entering into a recurrent fit of nausea.
Well, perhaps you will change your mind after you meet Mrs. Van Ardsley.
On the contrary, sir, I'm counting on Mrs. Van Ardsley changing her mind. Yeah. Why is it she never accompanied you to Mr. Smithers' place, if I may ask, sir?
Oh, that's quite a story, Hoggingham, old man. It just happens that Mr. Smithers outbid her on an old Roman war club at an auction one time, and she has never forgiven him. It's just as well that she won't go over to his place, though. I'd hate to think what might happen if she ever got her hands on that club in his presence.
Really, really.
Well, shall we go into the kitchen now, old man?
At your pleasure, sir.
Right through these swinging doors, Hoggingham.
Thank you, sir.
This, of course, is the kitchen.
It sounds as though it's still under construction, sir.
Yes. Now I'd like you to meet our cook, Hoggingham. Oh, Agnes.
What you want?
Now, don't get excited, Agnes. I just want you to meet the new butler, your new boss, Mr. Hoggingham. Hoggingham, this is Mrs. O'Leary. Oh.
How do you do, Hoggingham?
I hope our association will be a pleasant one, Mrs. O'Leary.
That'll all depend on you, Hoggingham. Just remember, this is my kitchen, and you won't be going around with any bumps on your head. Now, I know that you're the boss, and you can run the rest of the household just like a kingdom, if you like. But I'm warning you that now that I've declared this kitchen is me very own, and you'd better behave accordingly.
Now, look here, Mrs. O'Leary.
Shh. Be careful, old man. Don't get her upset. Come on, we better go now.
Here you are, monsieur. Madame wishes to see monsieur immediately in his study, monsieur.
Oh, my. I must go right away, Hoggingham. This is Janet, Mrs. Van Ardsley's maid. Janet, this is Hoggingham, the new butler.
Oh, la la. Hello, Monsieur Hoggingham. How are you?
Better. Much, much better, thank you.
I'll leave you two to get acquainted. Please excuse me, old man.
Of course, sir.
You think you will like it working for Mr. Van Ardsley, eh? No?
Well, until this moment, I was somewhat dubious about that, but now, well, I'm beginning to think that I shall definitely like it, yes.
Oui, très bien. I think I like it, too. You are married, yes?
No. It's the dignity of my position that makes me look this way.
Oh, you are not married. Oh, you are so handsome also.
Yes.
You think you might like to get married, oui?
Well, the subject has never quite occurred to me in this manner before.
Oh, Monsieur Hoggingham, you are so clever.
Oh, do you think so, really? I say. Well, perhaps you're right, Mademoiselle Jeannette. Funny, I've never thought of it before, though.
Why do you not call me Jeannette?
Huh? Well, I mean, would that be quite proper? I mean, after all, I've only just met you, Jeannette? I don't want you to get the impression that I'm not a gentleman.
Oh, you are a perfect gentleman. What is your other name beside Hoggingham?
Sutherland. But you may call me Suth.
Très bien. And do not worry about being a gentleman. Jeannette will soon fix that. Suth?
Will you two lovebirds please take your blimey out of the kitchen so I get some work done around here?
Cartwright, will you please answer the telephone?
But, sir, you're standing right by the telephone, and I have this belly vacuum spread all over the place.
Cartwright, will you please answer the telephone?
Oh, yes, sir. Van Oddsley residence.
Hello, Hawkingham?
Just a moment, sir. It's for you, sir.
Thank you, Cartwright. Hello, Hawkingham conversing.
Hawkingham, come back. Please come back to me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smithers, sir. Is anything wrong, sir?
Everything wrong. My wife can't stand Jeepers cooking, and I can't stand hers.
Well, why don't you get a cook, sir?
I did get one, but she chased Lois out of the kitchen, so I fired her. Then I had to get 3 stitches in the back of my head.
Oh. But you've had 3 months to become adjusted to my not being with you anymore, sir.
I know, Hawkingham, but things just seem to get worse rather than better. Jeepers doesn't seem to be able to get me up in the morning.
Well, doesn't he call you, sir?
Yes, he calls me. But you know it takes more than one call to get me up in the morning.
Yes, sir, it does, sir, yes. But I can't leave Mr. Van Ardsley, sir. He's depending upon me to manage things around here. And so is Mrs. Van Ardsley. If I weren't here to keep things in order, the entire household apparently would go to pieces.
I don't care if he is considered the best gentleman's gentleman in the better circles. You've got to get rid of him, Van.
But, my dear, Hawkingham is...
I don't care what else he is. He's not going to tell me where to hang my pictures on my wall. I decided that he was going to leave here just as soon as I saw my beautiful Mongolian rug transferred to the recreation room.
And so, we want you to know that we feel that you've been doing a fine job here, Hawkingham, but, something has come up that...
Let me tell him, Van.
Yes, dear.
May I have a word, Mr. Van Ardsley?
Of course, Hawkingham, old man.
I suppose so.
Well, first, sir, will you kindly desist from addressing me as old man?
Oh.
Oh, yes, of course, old man. Hawkingham.
Thank you. However, it grieves me at this point to have to advise you that I shall be leaving your service at the end of this month to return to Mr. Smithers.
You are wonderful. I mean, well, that's too bad. We shall miss you more than you realize, Hawkingham.
Of course, I shall be taking Mademoiselle Jeannette with me.
What? Jeannette? Has she never said a thing to me about this?
We haven't said much to anyone, madam. May I be excused to answer the telephone, sir? Everyone else is out of the house at the moment.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir, madam.
I might have known that Smithers would do something like this to me. I've never trusted him since he called a fault on one of my tennis serves when I distinctly saw the white dust stirred up from the service line.
And to think that I've been confiding some of the choicest gossip in the neighborhood to that girl. Good heavens, if she ever tells Lois Smithers some of the things I've said about the Alexanders and the blanket ships. Oh, Van, get me a few.
And I've just given them my notice, Mr. Smithers. And please, sir, you might give Jeepers his notice, too. I'd rather not have anyone else around now that Jeannette... I beg your pardon, sir, Mademoiselle Jeannette, is going to be Mrs. Smithers' maid. I caught Cartwright looking at her once, sir, and I'm afraid I didn't like the way he did it.
Wonderful, Hawkingham. Everything will be ready for you both when you get here. When do you plan on coming?
Right after the wedding, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Arthur Treacher, for a splendid performance.
Well, thank you, sir, for this opportunity of serving the Army and the Air Force. Goodbye, everyone.
America's finest men choose U.S. Army careers. Qualified young men with no previous service are being accepted for direct enlistment in the infantry, field artillery, armored cavalry, Corps of Engineers, or the anti-aircraft artillery. That's right. No previous military experience required. And you choose the particular branch of service you want. Visit your U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting office for all information and details. America's finest men choose U.S. Army careers. This program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Voice of the Army wishes to thank Arthur Treacher for his services on this program. Gentleman's Gentleman was written by Master Sergeant Robert C.C. McCann and was directed by Lieutenant Robert B. Shaw. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.